USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the Trump administration conducted a provocative, disproportionate airstrike against Iran that endangered Americans. President Trump was asked at the White House on Thursday if he would seek congressional approval should there be more action taken against Iran.
It would all depend on the circumstance. I don't have to, and you shouldn't have to be able, because you have to make split-second decisions sometimes. Sometimes you have to move very, very quickly, John. But in certain cases, I wouldn't even mind doing it.
The president is also asking House Republicans to vote against the War Powers Resolution, which is expected to be brought up in the Democratic-led House on Thursday. Severe weather could impact the southern United States this weekend. Bad weather is expected to start Friday afternoon and continue through Saturday from East Texas to Florida. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. And it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Republican senators are continuing to call out House Speaker Democrat Nancy Pelosi. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Republican Senator Joni Ernst of Iowa, the latest Republican to call on House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to stop stalling and send over articles of impeachment against President Trump. She says the Senate's ready to do its job.
This has been a farce. You know, they were so intent on getting impeachment done, get these articles done. They rushed them through the House because they needed to get the trial started, and yet it's been over 3 weeks.
She was speaking on WMT in Cedar Rapids. Pelosi withholding the articles over concerns about how the Senate plans to handle the impeachment trial and whether it will be fair.
Organizations across the country are recognizing police officers today as it's National Law Enforcement Appreciation Day. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Firefighters battling out-of-control wildfires that have killed at least 25 people, hundreds of thousands of animals, and scorched millions of acres across Australia are getting well-needed reinforcement from the United States. Federal agencies such as the U.S. Forest Service and Bureau of Land Management have been providing firefighters to lend a hand. Rob Rogers is with the New South Wales Fire Department in Australia, and he says that help has been key.
They've been enormously welcome, and they've fitted in really well in our teams here, and they've been very popular, and so they've been enormous help for us.
This firefighter from Alaska helping out in Australia says,
I think everybody's here is, realizing you're representing the United States, very proud to be a part of that.
Wear that flag proudly.
Oh, my goodness, goosebumps on that one, yeah.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, Canada's morning after a deadly plane crash. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
Of the 176 people killed in the Ukrainian Airlines crash in Tehran on Tuesday, 63 of them were Canadian. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says 138 of the passengers were bound for Canada.
I want to express my deepest condolences to those who are mourning the loss of a loved one. Your loss is indescribable.
Ukrainian officials originally blamed mechanical troubles on the crash, but now have backed off that claim. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.